The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning, Tony. I think we're up and operating. How are we doing today?
And we have a new board operator this morning, so we hope you can hear us, and we're going to introduce our guest right now. We want to make sure that you understand we're doing some board work here.
Okay, just real quick, I'm on. You want to give him a...
I'm on.
Okay.
Good.
We got one,
okay,
two, three?
Okay, good.
All right. Headsets are funny.
Let's start this over again. Welcome to Biz Talk. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen. Chris is a senior vice. He's a vice president of business services at Fox Communities Credit Union. Chris, we want to welcome you to the show this morning, and we also want to acknowledge and thank Fox Communities for being a sponsor of our Biz Talk program. We couldn't do this show without sponsors like you.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You bet. So thanks for being here this morning. And tell us a little bit about your background and what does Fox Communities do? What's their range of services for owners or for consumers?
Yeah, so Fox Communities Credit Union is one of the larger credit unions in the area. And we have 22 branches stretching from Green Bay all the way down to Oshkosh. Do a full range of consumer lending, residential, auto. We also do a lot of business loans, which is my area of expertise. I manage the business lending function and our business services function as a whole, so that includes the depository and everything else. Quite frankly, we're a lot bigger in that space than a lot of people realize. So we do a pretty decent job. We got 6 lenders that are throughout Green Bay and Appleton to help folks out, along with a 10-person team to help on other things as well. Mm-hmm. So
you cover all the area basically that we're on right now, all the way from Green Bay down to the Fox, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh area.
That's correct. Yeah, basically northeast Wisconsin. That is our area.
Okay. Again, bear with us, folks. We're kind of keeping track of where we are and staying on the boards right now, but we're trying to cover. I think we're going to try and talk a little bit today about the wonderful world of commercial lending and working with both rental individual and also with real estate properties. We're trying to get into that a little bit and just see how things are going. So,
Chris, tell us a little bit about the size of how big is Fox Communities as a whole organization?
Yeah.
And how much do you have in business lending in your loan portfolio? That's a pretty impressive number. I think you should share that.
Yeah. So we have 22 branches. We're about $1.5 billion, a little bit less than that at this point. We just joined forces with a credit union up in Green Bay named Harbor Credit Union, which is a phenomenal thing because they were a great organization looking to continue to grow and continue to service their members. So we joined with them about 2 months ago, and it's been going great. So really, really increased our presence up in the Green Bay market. And then from a business standpoint, we have about 4,000 business members,
really?
Which is huge.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Portfolio.
That's huge. And, give or take about $300 million in loans, which is, one of the larger in the area. Still feel like we're flying a little under the radar from that standpoint, but people are really starting to understand that Fox does a lot of business lending, a lot of business services, and that we're available for them, and that credit unions as a whole are a good alternative for business lending, not just for your home, auto, and other depository needs. So
there really isn't a business service you can't offer that a bank offers.
That's correct. I mean, for the most part, we cover pretty much anything. And banks and credit unions do a lot of similar things, but we are different. Credit unions are economic cooperatives that are not for profit. So we are basically owned by our members, and we are there to essentially provide the best financial institution that we can for our members, and that's our whole mission. So just that little tweak on things, it makes a little bit of difference in how we go about our business in comparison to our bank brothers and
sisters. Right, but on the other side, too, the people that you have doing the lending are highly skilled long-term commercial lenders.
So correct.
Somebody new to the business.
No, these guys, so the way that we built our team was we wanted experience first for our members because, again, we're here to provide the best possible service that we can. So all of our lenders have essentially 20-plus years of commercial lending experience, some of which are into the 30s, and their experience, you can't emphasize enough the experience of your lending partner in helping you through situations from a banking standpoint.
I think that's one of the things you just touched on, a word partner, which triggers in my mind, it's relationship banking versus transaction banking. And I think credit unions are really good at delivering relationship banking where they want to go out and understand the business, kick a tire, talk to the owner, find out what the cash flow is like. What are you doing here? Where are you going with this thing? And let us know if you need any more funding for anything or if you have a bump in the road, talk to us, and we'll work that out. It's a relationship. It's not just they're not forgotten after the loan is done.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Relationships in the business world are everything from, you know, your customers as a business owner or tenants or whatever you're talking about to your partners, your vendors, your bank, your financial institution, your credit union. Mm-hmm. You need to be working with them because things don't always go right.
Economy,
the economy, even on a transactional basis for those relationships, there are so many little snakes that can come up and bite you through that if you have a good experienced partner working with that or working with you through that, it can make all the difference in the world for how pleasurable or how reasonable that experience is.
If you want to sleep at night.
Yeah, if you want to sleep at night.
You know, fix your problems or anticipate them coming. Yeah. I just put a plug in there. SCORE can help a lot of business owners. We've done that.
Right.
SCORE helps business owners get through those bumps. And they help. That feeds the banker, the lender, too, mm-hmm. because now the lender's comfortable that at least the client went and got some experienced free and confidential help from SCORE, yep. which is a national organization. We'll tell you more about SCORE in a minute.
Yeah, one of the phrases that we use sometimes in that, too, is for the lender, don't say no, just say SCORE.
Sure.
Have the person come and see us, and we'll be happy to kind of straighten some of their questions out.
Chris, let's talk about investment real estate.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that this morning. Maybe some of the listening audience are already involved in it or thinking of getting into it. But basically, there are really two categories for investor real estate. There's residential rental properties, and then there's commercial or business rental properties. And they're two separate animals, but they really follow the same formulas. There's just different weeds that you have to go through.
Sure.
Give us a synopsis of what the consumer residential rental market is like and commercial rental.
Yeah. So right now, quick before we get into it, Fox Communities Credit Union has we have done a very good job in this space. So we actually feel that we're experts in the real estate investment area from a financing standpoint and helping our folks. A large chunk of our portfolio is in that space, and our underwriters are extraordinarily experienced in that. So we can not only offer help through evaluating these type of things, but also we can get through them pretty quickly. And that's important to understand as you're getting into this. Because, for example, you're 100% right, Tony, the difference between residential and commercial is pretty different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the residential rental market right now is pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
The residential real estate in general is pretty hot. Houses are going up, and they're selling as quick as they possibly can. Houses are going on the market, and they're selling really quick. What that does is it creates demand for rental properties because there aren't enough houses to be able to for people to buy. That, in conjunction with coming out of the Great Recession, Lending standards had tightened on residential properties as well. So, a family who's pretty darn close but just not quite over the hump, they're going to want a home, or they're going to want a place for their own, and they're going to look to rent. So it's a pretty decent market right now. Rents are staying pretty stable. Vacancies are pretty minimal, and that's important.
Then on the flip side of that, you know, we talk about the other side, the commercial, where you're talking about things like the smaller strip mall multiples or even larger properties and so on. What is that market like right now, and what's the difference in that?
So on the commercial side, you can break that down into a number of categories as well. So in general, for example, right now retail on the commercial side is getting a little interesting. It's getting a little tricky. You're seeing pressure from the world of Amazons and those types of things. There's been a little bit of a buildup in that space, so it's getting a little bit tricky. From you have to have the right formula for success in that space. And we were talking before the show. It is the epitome of location, location, location.
Right.
You really need to make sure that you've got a good space, a good property in a good location with good traffic and whatnot from the commercial side. So that's retail. On the office side, that's also a little bit tricky at this point, although it's starting to heat up a little bit from what we've seen. Office vacancies, it depends what space you're in. There's different classes of office space, Class A, Class B, Class C, A being the best, C being, kind of.
In today's world, too, we see a lot more people who are interested in service types of businesses, especially with things like social media and website design and all of this kind of thing being more prevalent in that kind of office space. Is that seeming to be the case? Those are more obvious, or are they still the traditional accountant and banker? Accountant and lawyer and that kind of thing.
It's all over the board, because we're starting to see some people try and do the work at home thing, where you have, say, 10 employees and they all work at a home office and connect via technology. But we're actually seeing some kickback from that, where it's nice, but people seem to prefer to have an office setting where they can collaborate a little bit more.
Sure.
So you start to see a little bit more of that as well.
In the commercial space, Chris, there's a distinction between commercial investment property and commercial owner-occupied property.
Yes.
Can you quickly define that? And there's a little mutation in there too.
Yeah, so commercial investment property is basically you're buying that as an investment. So you're buying it, you're renting it out to somebody else in order to basically your cash flow is generated from the rental income solely. Commercial real estate, from an owner-occupied standpoint, the cash flow comes from the operations of the business. So if you have an auto shop or an auto dealership or something like that, your cash flow isn't being generated from the rental property, from the property itself. It's being generated from the business that is operating out of that property.
Yep. And then there's the mutation where you might have someone buying a business, say it's a plumbing business, and a building is big enough to have four additional tenants in it. So there you're going to have the plumbing business paying their portion, but you have the owner of the plumbing business went and got four tenants for the other spaces.
Yeah, and that's a great model if you can do, because if you think about it, if you own a small business and you need a certain amount of space, and you found some space to build something, you got to do all the site work and all the groundwork and all that stuff.
Sure.
You might as well add on 10,000 square feet or whatever else is important, and have some tenants if that fits your model and what you're doing.
And oftentimes business owners who are in owner-occupied rental properties bring in tenants who complement their business.
Yes.
So then all the consumers come to one spot and they can do multiple shopping in that one location.
That's a good model. And same thing on the residential side. If you build a duplex, a house and you're comfortable in a duplex, build a duplex, so let somebody else pay your mortgage.
Good. Well, I think we have all of our flight controls in place now and all this gauges are reading properly. So thanks, Matt, for getting all that set up for us. We're going to take our first break right now. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. Okay. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance.
See how Fox can help you with 22 locations and loan experts that make it easy.
Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're glad you joined us. Our guest this morning is Chris Allen. Chris is the Vice President of Business Services at Fox Communities Credit Union. And we're talking about investment property. Commercial and residential investment property, and how do you finance those projects? We're going to come back to Chris in just one moment. I'd first like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is Fox City SCORE. We are located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. They've been a great tenant to our chapter. We've been in existence for 42 years. Currently, we have about 53 volunteer mentors in our chapter with varying expertise in business, years and years of valuable experience. That's all available to you, the business owner. It's free. It's confidential. And all you need to do is go to our website at foxcities.score.org, fill out the application for request for mentor, hit the send button, and within 24 hours, maybe 48 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to set up your first meeting. And our expertise lies in the areas of marketing, accounting, legal, HR, IT, product development, workflow, cash flow, banking relationships. Those topics and more are available to you as an entrepreneur. Just go to foxcities.score.org. It's all free and confidential. And remember, it's for the life of your business. So check us out. We're a great resource for entrepreneurs who want to start or are in business and are looking to grow their business. So check us out, foxcities.score.org.
And Tony, one real quick, all of our mentoring services are free. So if you're looking for help, we can provide that for you.
Well, Chris, we were talking in our first segment about commercial and in residential financing or investment properties. Let's talk a little bit about, go back and revisit Fox Communities market area. You service a large market area, and maybe some folks don't realize that in credit union world, you have to live in certain counties or the business has to be located in a certain county. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so part of being an economic cooperative in a credit union is that we have members.
Mm-hmm.
They're not customers, members.
Right.
And you have to qualify for membership.
Because it's a co-op.
Because it's a co-op, exactly. So our membership, we're a community charter, so we're basically you have to live, work, or own property within our counties that we do, which if I won't go through them all, but it's essentially all of northeast Wisconsin from
yep.
the bottom of Lake Winnebago all the way up and all the way to Lake Michigan. So if you live, work, or have property in those areas, you can qualify for membership, and that's important because if we have people coming from outside the area who want to do something, it might be a little tricky sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like any co-op, mm-hmm. co-ops are built on their nonprofit charter, meaning you have members. And they have to live in a certain area.
Yeah, yeah. Live in a certain area. There's some other qualifications that we can do. Or if a family member
yep.
Qualifies or is a member, then we can make you.
If the business is located in a county?
If the business is located.
If you live outside the area,
correct.
You can still qualify.
Yeah, so there are
perfect.
A lot of ways to qualify. Yeah. If you're hearing our voices, you probably can qualify.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So when people are looking at doing these loans for residential or commercial investment properties, what size loans can you do? I mean, are they real little ones or from the little one to the big one?
So the answer is yes.
Okay, that's a good answer.
that's a good answer. In fact, that's what we pride ourselves on as a credit union, is that we want to serve our members. And one of our mantras is just because it's a smaller deal doesn't mean it's not a big deal to our member.
Correct.
And that's important. That's important. So we've done deals as small as a couple thousand dollars, not for real estate.
Right.
That'd be interesting. But for general business folks, all the way up to multi-million dollars, mm-hmm. $20-30 million dollars. In fact, we're helping participate on the financing for the exhibition center that's going in downtown Appleton. So being the size that we are and having our expertise on our team, we can handle an extraordinarily wide range of opportunities for people.
You did just mention one thing about that you are participating in that, which is another
Correct.
Thing that you guys can do as credit unions,
yeah.
is work with multiples, where if it's not something you just want to do, there could be two or three different financials that are involved to make the deal go.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. And that is credit unions cooperate quite a bit across the spectrum. We are actually one of the most cooperative industries that I've ever had the pleasure of being part of, and that's one of the strengths of credit unions in general. But yes, if there is something that extends beyond our ability as an individual credit union, we do have partner credit unions that we bring in to help.
When you say your ability, you're meaning your legal lending limit.
Legal lending limit,
the dollar
correct.
Amount. You've got
yes.
a cap. It might be $10 million. I don't know.
$25 million.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a big number.
It's a big number.
If you go over
yeah.
that number, that's what you mean by
exactly.
ability.
And we base it off a relationship. So
it's a financial limitation.
It's a financial
you
limitation.
You have the ability to do it.
Yes, and that's a limit that we put in place for safety and soundness, and a lot of financial institutions
they all
do as
have
well.
It.
They all have it.
The regulations yeah. require it.
Exactly. Well, and it's extraordinarily prudent.
Absolutely.
Because you don't want to get too deep into one.
That's right. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take our next break. This was a short segment, but we're coming back for about a 20-minute segment. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
We discovered Community First Credit Union is the best way to manage all of our finances.
I discovered that I can't find any better mortgage rates than Community First.
We discovered peace of mind that we know that we're doing the best we can with our loans.
I discovered that Community First always has the best rates.
We discovered that we can save a lot of money.
Discover how we're all benefiting, helping each other succeed when we deposit our money or take out loans from Community First Credit Union.
I discovered that Community First really does put the community first.
I've discovered that Community First Credit Union is very convenient.
I discovered a number of locations.
We discovered how easy it was to save money on our interest rates.
I've discovered Community First is passionate about saving people money.
Discover the benefits of being a member owner of Community First Credit Union.
Community First's mission to save people money is a dream come true.
Discover Community First.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking with Chris Allen, Vice President of Business Services for Fox Communities Credit Union. In the last segment, I gave you a little bit of a rundown about our SCORE chapter and how you can apply for mentoring assistance, whether you're a startup or an existing business. We'd like to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. We do more than just mentoring. We also conduct some seminars and get involved in our activities, entrepreneurial support activities in the community. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, we've got something very important for all of the veterans out there. If you're thinking at all about starting a business or are in business and need help, there's a very special program coming to town. It's called the Veterans Business Roadshow, their campus tour. It's going to be this next Tuesday morning on the 19th. It'll be from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Held at the Fox Valley Technical School. And we recommend it for any anybody who's a veteran, no matter when or where you served, we recommend that you get involved and find out what's going on. The program, as I said, is from 8 a.m. until 1. It's going to be free and include the program itself plus a morning refreshments and also a box lunch, so you get the whole deal on this one. It's going to be talking about the different things that veterans need as far as starting a business, what they need to know about the different things that are available for the veteran to own his own business and so on. The primary speaker is going to be Mary Tremere. She is with the Small Business Administration and will be talking about those types of things.
And so, she's very knowledgeable and very good.
Right. So please, if you are a veteran out there and thinking about it, it's a free program, a great way to get information about what's available for you out there. There will also be a number of other presenters who will be on the panel as well. So you'll get a viewpoint from Small Business Administration, FBDC, Wisconsin Veterans, and so on. Mm-hmm. So you'll have a really good group to listen to and find out what's there good for you. So that's one of the big things coming up. On a regular basis, of course, every week we are co-sponsoring the 1 Million Cups program. This is a special program just for people who are interested in entrepreneurship. It's every Wednesday morning. It is from 9 until 10 and held at the Bordini Center, again, across the road from the Tech. And we recommend that you come learn what's going on as far as other entrepreneurs, what they're doing, and how you can help your business through this. It is free. It's from 9 to 10 on Wednesday morning. Oh, and by the way, they have coffee from the Copper Rock coffee shop, so you get an excellent cup of coffee to keep you awake during the morning as well. So a fantastic program for any entrepreneur who's interested in finding out what's going on in the Valley.
Yep, it's a great networking opportunity. I've attended a lot of those in the last year, and what happens is an entrepreneur gets up and does a 10-minute presentation on their business, and then the audience asks them questions about how they can improve their business. And then we ask the guest, how can the audience help you grow your business?
Right. It's great. It's
a lot of friendships are made there.
A great really group of people to learn from. Because you have not only the entrepreneurs, but you also have people like SCORE, people who are there, people from the Tech. So you've got all kinds of people there to help you there.
So to learn more about what our SCORE chapter is doing, go to our website at foxcities.score.org. Check out the calendar of events. We're constantly bringing things out. We have more coming up in later September and in October, and coming up in November as well. So check it out, and we'll cover that on BizTalk for you. We're going to get back to Chris Allen in just a moment. First, I want to give you the phone number. If you have a question for Chris, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Chris, in the first two segments, we were talking about investment property, financing and so on, and we broke it down into residential, and then the other one is commercial. When it comes down to, let's talk about residential first, and then we'll go back and talk a little bit about the commercial side. When a business member comes into your credit union and wants to purchase a home or a duplex to rent it out, first of all, that's a business loan. It's not a consumer loan.
Correct.
And then what are the things that the business owner needs to be able to be prepared to come in with? And how can they prepare you, the lender, with the information you need to put together loan approval?
Yeah. So let's start with some of the basics. So essentially, we've got some base information that we need for right, most of our borrowers, which are 2 to 3 years of tax returns, depending on the situation, a personal financial statement, and then any other supporting documents that might help us understand your personal financial condition. Because I've been on your program a couple of times, and I always want to make this point: small business lending, we're lending to the individual as much as we are lending to the business. So we want to make sure we understand. Credit scores are very important for us. Personal financial condition, outside income that you have coming in, and your personal obligations, your debt obligations. If you've got too much, it could be a little tricky. It could be a drain on the business and or investment or whatever whatever we're looking at doing. So that information is first and foremost key. The next one on the residential side, it gets a little bit easier after that, because there's not sometimes we'd like to see the rental history of the unit that you're buying. Sometimes there's not good rental history. A lot of times the best way to make the most amount of money is to take something that's not performing and turn it into a performing, so we understand that. What we're really looking for on that side is that, A, the type of property that you're buying is one that we've, in our experience, has had a good rental, is a good rental candidate.
Yep.
So things like it's in decent shape, it's in a good area, again, location. Mm-hmm. We love areas in school, near schools and stuff like that, because you get a more you broaden your rental potential there. Mm-hmm. For families and stuff like that. In those types of things, we're going to evaluate each individual property on its own merit. And then the last component is down payment. These aren't like home loans. You can't get the 3-5% in. Generally, what you need is at a minimum 20% down on rental properties. We can use things like equity in your home, lendable equity in your home or other properties that you have. We have done that in the past, so we can get pretty flexible there. But 20% is usually the starting point.
Yeah. One of the questions I've gotten from clients who've been looking at this kind of thing is, what's the best thing for me to start out with? Should I go with a single family type of rental, or should I look at multifamilies? What's the recommendation?
Yeah, so if you came to me with that question, mm-hmm. my response would be one of two. We would have a discussion.
Okay.
Because the answer is it depends.
Lender's not going to make a recommendation.
No. Lender's not going to necessarily make a recommendation, but I could give some advice. I could give some general advice. And some of the things we would talk about is how much time do you have to devote to that? Right. If you're looking at an opportunity to buy a single family unit or an 8-family unit, but you don't have a whole lot of time to manage the property, the single family is going to be a little bit better, because now instead of eight toilets that break in the middle of the night, you have one toilet that can break in the middle of the night, and you get the call and that type of thing. The second component would be, if you do have, depending on that first question, what's the better opportunity?
Okay.
Because investment real estate on the residential side, your purchase price into the property plays a big part in your return, both mm-hmm. on both during the life of the loan and on the back end. You know, essentially, if you overpay for a property to get a rental, your cash flow from, you're going to have to pay more for the loan, and your monthly cash flow is going to be diminished. And then on the back end, when you look to sell it, your upside is minimized because you haven't bought it. So if you have a better opportunity, it really that's where, from an investment real estate standpoint, it's that opportunity, mm-hmm. that opportunity availability there.
So if you have a question for Chris and you're thinking about investment properties, or you have some now and you have a question for Chris, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. Outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. Chris, in assessing the creditworthiness of an individual who's purchasing a rental property, that's really important. It's a precursor. It's an indicator of how the business is going to function. If they have a low credit score personally, there's not much to suggest you might have a really high, well-performing cash flow company. Because if you don't manage personally, your business will manage the same way. So when a person comes in and wants to buy these properties, they have to have a down payment, but they also have to understand what the marketplace is like. They have to understand what's going on in the industry. One of the things you'd want to know as a lender is, what are you going to do with the property 10 years, 20 years from now?
Correct.
You know, yeah. What's your out? How do you get out?
Yeah, and that goes back to my point I was just making. You know, the opportunity there. If you're paying too much for it, your out is limited to a certain
unprofitable
out is limited. But to circle back around to the personal credit side of things, yes, that is extraordinarily important. Now there are some mitigating circumstances sometimes. You know, sometimes we'll see a medical bill or something that's being settled with the insurance company, and that's knocking your credit score down. You know, we do take that stuff into consideration. But to your point, it is important to us.
Yep.
We take a hard look at that.
So let's talk about commercial investment property now. We talked a little bit about residential, and a commercial rental property. Let's talk about, there were two of them, you know, the one was an owner-occupied with maybe tenants, but let's talk about the pure owner-investor. I'm sorry, just the investor property, no ownership. What is that business person have to come in with? What do they need? What do you need for that?
Yeah. So besides all the personal information for them, plus any of their partners and those types of things, because a lot of times the commercial real estate is a little bit larger. We still require 20% down in those cases as well. Again, and maybe even a little bit more depending on what type of property it is and where it's located and stuff like that. Because of that, if you're buying a $1 million property, you need $200,000 down. So a lot of times we get partnerships that come in.
Sure.
So not only the personal information, but also any information on any other businesses that you own. We see that a lot, that the people have other businesses that they own. That's where they generate their excess cash from. After that, then we do look at, then we need a little bit more information. In particular, we need the lease for the property that you're going to, for the tenant that's in the property that you're going to be buying. That's a big thing.
List of all the tenants.
A list of all the tenants. Yes, correct. And I was just thinking of one, but yes, correct.
Yep.
We need a rent roll and the leases associated with all that, because when you're getting into investment real estate of that size, the value of the property isn't necessarily the bricks and sticks. It is the cash flow that's being generated from the leases that are there.
I just saw Tony perk up when you said the magic word cash flow. So
it drives it all. Yeah.
It drives it all. But that's an important distinction, because we do get a lot of people that say, well, this building's worth $1 million all day long. But the leases, it's either empty or you went low on the leases to get people in to generate cash flow, and the value that those leases provide is only $700,000.
So we're talking cash flow, Chris, and we won't get into how it's calculated, but let's just say we have debt available for cash available for debt service.
Yes.
Off of the your analysis page, and then you have the debt service. What should the ratio be? If you've got $10,000 in debt service, what should the cash available for debt service be?
Yeah, so we're looking at about 12,000 or 1.2 times is kind of a good rule of
thumb.
That's
a minimum.
That's a minimum in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Again, it's kind of all over the board, so don't I wouldn't let that stop anybody from at least going to a lender and asking a question if you do that calculation, because larger projects, if you have a much larger project, you could be throwing off $100,000 worth of excess cash and be at 110, and that's maybe acceptable in some cases and that type of thing, but especially for normal sized regular projects.
But the formula is the business owner, the person applying for the loan, needs to understand how the cash flow of the property generates cash available for debt service, because they're making decisions on leases, on utilities, on upgrades and repairs, and they have to be careful they don't deplete the cash below that number.
Correct. Yeah, because the reason for that is it provides a buffer.
Yes.
It provides a buffer, because inevitably when you're in investment real estate, especially with multiple leases, somebody's going to leave. Somebody's going to outgrow the space.
It's called
vacancy. Exactly. And you want to make sure that you have the cushion to be able to absorb that. First of all, in the cash flow that's being generated from those leases, but then that's why we also look so hard at the personal, because sometimes, if you got enough cushion for one vacancy out of a five, unit place, now all of a sudden you're going to have two. And if you have to come up with that money somewhere in order to make the loan payment, the insurance payment, the taxes, all that stuff, and it's important to understand that going in.
Real quickly, how long does it take to process a commercial investment loan request? And I know that's a loaded question.
It is a loaded question. As always, it depends. My favorite answer, it depends. But generally, if we have all the information, we can get through the underwriting process of it within a week or two, depending on where you are in the cycle, because we do have loan committees that we go to that are on a specific day. But generally, about a week or two for underwriting. And then after that, in all cases, or in the vast majority of cases, we require an appraisal on the property to provide an independent third-party valuation,
which is paid for by the borrower.
Which is paid for by the borrower, and they run on a commercial property. They run, give or take, about $2,000.
Now, one quick thing. We only have about less than a minute, but when people come in and want to borrow money for a residential investment property or commercial investment property, They should always be an LLC. Don't ever do that personally in your own name. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. So my first response to that question is get a good accountant, get a good attorney. Make sure that they help you develop that. But our experience is we see almost all of our people, all of our members are doing it under LLCs or corporations of some sort, just to provide a little bit of an extra layer of security for things like slip and falls.
Yeah, because if someone falls on the steps of my rental property and I own it personally, their insurance company will fix their back or whatever it is. Mm. But then through subrogation, they're going to come after the owner of the property.
Yeah.
And all my personal assets are available to that. But if I form an LLC, I put a fence around my corporate assets, the rental property, and that's all they can get just what's in that circle.
Yeah, and that's where a good accountant, a good attorney are going to be worth. A lot of people try and save money on those type of services.
You can't.
The risk isn't worth it.
With that, we're going to take our last break. We'll come back on the other side, and we're going to wrap up the show with Chris Allen, who is the Vice President of Business Services for Fox Communities Credit Union. And you're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling, personal connections, positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Chris Allen, Vice President of Business Services at Fox Communities Credit Union. And we're going to get back to Chris in just a moment, but first we wanted to acknowledge the sponsors who bring you the show each weekend. We couldn't do this program without their support and their help and their participation. So we want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union. Again, Chris Allen is the Vice President of Business Services at Fox Communities Credit Union. Big shout out to all the folks over there who help support SCORE and our BizTalk program. So thanks, Chris. Also want to thank Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, also Candeo Creative. In Oshkosh, Zach Pawlowski and his team have built our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to archive shows, we go back over 5 years. If you'd like to listen to this program again, it should be out there by Wednesday at biztalkwithscore.com. So thanks to Zach and Gretel and Steven and all the support they've given us for our website, biztalkwithscore.com. And Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, who support our program. Every 2 weeks, they promote our program, BizTalk, in their periodical, and we encourage all business owners to subscribe to Business News. For only $20 a year, every 2 weeks, you're going to get some really great information about the business community and what's going on in East Central Wisconsin. I'd also like to put a plug in for Launch Wisconsin, which is a new event. It's not a new, it's the third time this year, is the third trip. It's going to be held at Lambeau Field on October 17 and 18. 2 days of exciting connections going on. Steve Case from AOL is coming. Brad Smith, from president of Microsoft and an Appleton native, will be there. We have executives from BMO Harris coming. We have 200 speakers going to be there. A lot of networking, a lot of entrepreneurial activity, cutting-edge stuff. People are coming to this event because they feel that Wisconsin has something to offer, kind of like what Foxconn has already realized by moving into southern Wisconsin. So if you have availability on October 17 and 18, come on up to Launch Wisconsin for 2 days of fun and excitement up there. There is a cost of $145, but I think that was an early bird special. It might have gone up now, but check it out at launchwisconsin.com. Chris, we're talking in the last couple of segments, few segments, about Fox Communities and what you offer in terms of residential and commercial investment property financing, how that program works. A lot of good information shared this morning. Tell us a little bit more as an extension, maybe, of appraisals, but what about agents and brokers? What do you do there?
Yeah, so if you're interested in getting into investment properties, essentially, and you can find individual rental properties here and there on your own or with a residential real estate firm. But if you start to build multiples of these, say 10, 15 properties, or you want to start to get into the commercial side of things, you essentially, I would strongly recommend talking to a commercial real estate brokers. Mm-hmm. Their expertise and value in both helping you find good properties and managing through the properties will be invaluable. We have a couple really good ones around here that can help you out. And I give the example often, if you've got a 5-unit retail complex and you don't have a commercial real estate broker helping you find tenants for that, you're just spinning your wheels.
That's a person that the borrower should listen to because they've done it so many times and there's a lot of wisdom and knowledge there.
Correct.
And also when the borrower goes to the credit union and talks to Chris or Don or anybody over there, listen to that lender because they've seen a lot of deals and what they say to you on your deal could be very helpful for you being successful.
Correct.
Listen to the lender because there's a lot of good advice there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that brings us to that one point in time always on the show where I get to ask you for your biz tip. Chris, what would you say to somebody who's looking at buying investment real estate?
Yeah, especially if you're first time, I would definitely find a space that you are comfortable in. Ask yourself the questions, how much time do I have to put into this? How much can I put at risk from a capital standpoint? And then really start to do homework and ask people, hey, what is it like to own say you want to buy a single family residential property? What is it like to own that? How many times do they call you? Does the water heater break off and does the toilet break off?
Do you ever get a full week's vacation in?
Do you ever get a full week's? What happens when you go on vacation? That's you want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Who are they going to call when something breaks? Or does that happen a lot? So really make sure you understand and do your homework for the space that you want to get
Chris,
into.
Chris, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It was really good, and thanks for your support at BizTalk.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
We want to also remind you we have a bump next week. The Brewers are playing early, so we'll be back talking to you in 2 weeks. We hope you have a great weekend. You've been listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.